Northeastern Episcopal District of the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church, the Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries. Welcome to my podcast show. Thank you for listening. The scripture reading is taken from the New Testament book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. I will be reading from the Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible. God's word reads thusly, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I bid everyone among you, do not think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him. For as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function. Though many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy, in proportion to our faith. May the reading and the application of the Lord's holy word be blessed. Amen. The sermonic selection is entitled Renew My Mind by Kim Hill. Amen. Let us pray. Have your own way, Lord, in letting the words that I speak be in accordance with your will. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to speak to you on the subject, Renew Our Church to Ministry. God's plan for the church is plain. His plan is clear and uncomplicated, for God is not a God of complications. God's plan for the church is for each person to present him or herself as a living sacrifice, not confined to the ways of this world, but changed by the renewed mind, whereas individuals are fully demonstrating God's will. Furthermore, it is God's plan that all members of the body function according to the measure of the faith that God has given them and minister as the grace of God directs them. So the prayer goes on. Renew our church to ministry. Make it a church where every member of the body answers to the call of ministry of believers. What does that mean? First, we want to take a look at a universal ministry from a spiritual point of view. In Romans 12, 3 and 6, Paul speaks of several insights that describe ministry. We can see in verse 3 that Paul speaks of the grace given to him. This is an indication that Paul realizes that it is by the forgiveness, the faithfulness, the love, and the mercy of God that he ministers to others. Perhaps from time to time we need to take an account of how faithful, how loving, and merciful, as well as how forgiving God is when we minister or don't minister to others. He goes on to say that God has given all believers a measure of faith to express him or herself. He is very clear in saying that not everyone has the exact same degree of faith. However, Paul tells us that all believers are members of the body of Christ, but not all have the same function. But nevertheless, all believers do have a ministry. You have a ministry. You have a ministry. Yes, you too have a ministry, and I have a ministry. All believers have gifts given to them by grace, but not all have the same gift. He doesn't want facsimiles, duplicates, or carbon copies. He wants originals. Renew our church to ministry. This passage of Scripture calls us to be renewed in our minds toward the church because God has given every member of the body a call to ministry. Therefore, we are not to think more highly of ourselves as it relates to self-conceitedness or relying too heavily on our own wisdom, such as, I should be doing this or that because I know that I can do it better. But rather, we are to think more soberly. And in our sober thinking, it's all right to think of ourselves as being too good to be slaves of sin and the drudges of this world. Let me say that again. And in our sober thinking, it's all right to think of ourselves as being too good to be slaves of sin and drudges of this world. Why be a captive to sin when you can live free in God through Jesus Christ? We must not be puffed up in our own thinking. However, it's quite all right to labor after the knowledge which creates, the knowledge which develops, the knowledge which sustains sobriety. That knowledge and wisdom is found primarily in the Word of God. Ephesians 4 and 7 through 12 adds to this concept. Verse 7 tells us that every believer, not a few or some believers, but every believer is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. This compares with Romans 12 and 3. God gives some gifts to believers so they can prepare others for ministry. Paul also says that God gave different believers different roles in order to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. God gives gifts not to be hidden or neglected, but to fulfill his purpose. So we have to seriously and soberly ask ourselves today, am I building up the body of Christ or am I hindering the body of Christ? Let me say that again. Am I building up the body of Christ or am I hindering the body of Christ? As we read further, we come to understand that Ephesians 7 through 12 agrees with the passage in Ephesians 2 and 10 that says all believers have been created in Christ Jesus for good works and with the faith that all believers are priests, just as it is recorded in 1 Peter 2 and 5. Although our gifts and ministries may differ, no believer is exempt from serving God to build up the body of Christ. Renew our church to ministry. Therefore, as Christians, let us know our gifts and our ministries. Let us know, not guess about them, know our gifts and our ministries. Let us value our gifts as precious from the Lord. Let us accept them with spiritual satisfaction. Let us use them to fulfill Christ's gracious calling. Renew our church to ministry. Secondly, let us take a sober look at practical application of a universal ministry. There are several practical ways of doing or applying universal ministry. Most importantly, believers must know that they are not the head of the church, but rather Christ is the head of the church, ministering through the body just as he ministered on earth. He now ministers through us. As believers, must abandon the idea that ministry is the role of the pastor and church staff. We miss God's plan for the church. This confines too few people to a work that is too big to be done. In a body of believers, everybody is a servant, not a spectator. We must leave the stands and get on the playing field. We must leave the balcony and get on the stage. All are players. God is the coach. All are actors. God is the director. Leave the comfortable pew and join the choir. God is the conductor and maestro. Join the usher boy. Be a doorkeeper in the house of God, where God is head usher. Move out of the booth nestled in the secluded corner. Tie on an apron. Wait tables. Serve the hungry. God is head waiter. Accept your call into the ministry. Become a part of the ministerial staff, where God is chief of staff. Paul lets us know that this servanthood comes with a price. We must die willingly to self, volunteering the members of our bodies as instruments of righteousness, to live in obedience to God's perfect plan. This is why Romans 12:1 was written before 12:3. Commitment calls for a living sacrifice. Going into battle requires us to be trained and equipped. In a nation's various armed forces, troops need to be trained. All believers are part of the crew. God has no passenger list. That is to say, no one should be on board merely for the ride. Years ago, a pastor in Dallas, Texas, named Ernest Estelle, was dying of cancer. As he spoke at a luncheon, he confided, "A long time ago, I realized that there was nothing significant about Ernest Estelle standing alone. So I decided to identify myself with something that is greater and would last longer than Ernest Estelle. I gave myself to the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. As I look back, I made no mistake about that. All that is worthwhile to me now that I face death is wrapped up in that decision." May this, today and henceforth, be true of each of us. Today, do you consider yourself a holy, living sacrifice for God? Are you prepared to allow the Lord to use you according to the faith that he has given you? Do you build up or do you hinder the body of Christ? These things let us think on today. Now let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, again we are before your throne of grace, thanking you for your divine mercy and loving kindness. We request that you grant us rightness of heart and rightness of mind in all our undertakings. May every member of our body move in your will in everything that we think, say, and do. Let us be bold in the application of your word. Help us as we endeavor to renew our church to ministry. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Lord, Transform Me. Amen.
Before you with contrite heart, humbly I surrender all that I am. I want to learn from you, please draw me close to you. Help me share your love and grace in all I do. Lord, I come before you with contrite heart. Humbly I surrender all that I am. I want to learn from you, please draw me close to you. Let me share your love and grace in all I do. Oh Lord, transform me. Change my heart completely to be more like you. Mind and broken heart today. I want to be and to do what you commanded and be filled with your spirit every day. I want to serve you wherever you may lead me. I want to serve you till the very end. To a darkened world and always live your truth in every way. May your love for me be seen by everyone and lead others to trust and love you more. Oh Lord, transform me.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.